Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
How does one discover what's true for them then?
Well, you've got to go on a journey, really. Because you see, we live out of our identity, our sense of who we believe we are, and how we believe the world is, and what other people are, and what we are, and the world is, and so we live out of that, and we actually assume that it's actually very real. As Einstein said, reality is an illusion. It's just an illusion, but it's a very convincing illusion. So you know, where we're starting from is we just imagine that how we think it is how it is, and that what we want is really what we want. And we go, no, I want that. No, it's true for me. I'm very passionate about it. I get excited about it, you know, whatever. So we really believe it. And so we have to learn to be able to see through that illusion and you know, come to the truth of how it is and who we are and what it is that is really true for us and what actually really matters to us, and then make our lives about that, you know, commit to that, get behind that. And you see, in alchemy, alchemy is not a very well understood model. I'll call it that. It's not a very, you know, people know, oh, it's turning lead into gold. It's a transformation of the heart, and there's these flowery ideas of what alchemy is, but alchemy is really an age old eternal practice for this very transformation that we're talking about. If you look at the three phases, and if someone knows a lot about alchemy, they go, bullshit, William, it's four phases, but we're not going to talk about Citriana, so don't worry about that, guys. Essentially, there are three phases to the alchemical process: negredo, albedo, and rubedo. And what that means is that there's three conditions, right? So black, white, and red. And the negredo, the black, is the fixed, right? It's your identity your permanent sense, your rigid sense of how it is, what you believe. You see, it's rigid. It's like, and they call it the fixed. And so this is it. And this is when you're in the Negredo, you just completely assume for real, this is how it is. This is who you are. This is who you are. This is who I am. This is how the world is. This is who the world is. This is how it is. And that's it. And how I'm seeing it is how it is. That's how it is. But alchemy understands that as an illusion, so that they say, well, you've got to make the fixed volatile. You've got to soften that up, make it evaporate so that you can rise up into albedo, the light, where you're above that and you can see actually past and outside of your fixed ideas of self and life and everything, what's going on, all of it, right? And you can see really who, you know, the truth of everything, the truth of you, the truth of reality now, whatever it is. And then you can act according to that. And that's rubedo, which is the red, you know, which is the follow through, that you follow through on that. But the part I'm addressing now is the transition from negredo to albedo, from the fixed to the volatile, right? And so what can take us out of negredo into albedo? Intuition. The only thing that can do it for us. There isn't another means of doing it. We have two faculties, perception and we have intuition. When I say we have two faculties, we have two modes of awareness, perception and intuition. And perception is the mode of awareness of negredo, and intuition is the mode of awareness of albedo, right? And so when we're in negredo, we are seeing the world through our thoughts and feelings. And our thoughts and feelings are nothing more than reflections of our beliefs, our biases. They it's reality through the filters of our biases, or all of what we believe, all of what we understand. And so then, you know, to escape that, and it's very easy, by the way. You enter into another mode of awareness, our other mode of awareness, our higher mode of awareness, which is intuition. And then through intuition, through intuition, you start to see actually how things are. And so a very big skill in becoming a powerful creator is developing self-awareness. And there's no real true self-awareness outside of intuition. So you've got to develop a working relationship with intuition, not just a gut feeling. You know, people come to me when I talk about intuition, they go, yeah, oh man, you know, the other day I just got this feeling my uncle's gonna call me. And you know what he did? How about that? It's like, wow. Like, yeah, very impressive. That's a random, you know, gut feeling thing. When we're talking about using it as a constant all day practice. And one of the things we do in our work is we actually have processes that help people identify what their truth is and what they'd like to, what it's true for them to make their life about and what they want to go for in life and create in life. And what you find is that's a starting point, but what happens is as a person now starts on that path towards what they've identified as a beginning, you know, as a start, what they want to make their life about, what's true for them, then as they head towards that, it actually begins to reveal itself. So you know, the sort of shades and veils and all that just start peeling away.
But you've got to start taking some steps in the right direction first.
Yeah. Exactly. When you know, when you start taking directions towards your truth, the truth will amplify itself to you more and more. And you know, you just as you continue, what you know, and this is what they say about this path, and it's very accurate that you must be careful about taking it. You must be sure you want to take it. Because what isn't going to serve you on that path is you're going to lose it. It's going to slip out of your hands. And you may have thought it's what you need, you see, but it's not. And you know, so what doesn't serve you falls away, and what does serve you comes towards you. And it's a beautiful thing. And sometimes it can be disconcerting, because you're going, well, poof, I didn't want to lose that with, you know, I wanted to keep that while I went for that, you know. So, but you know, if the power is in you, you know, fully realizing your true path in life and all of the abundance and benefits and joy and everything, the rewards, the riches, because they do, you know, it's a very rich and rewarding life, obviously, because it's your true life, and you know, so as I said, it can be a little disconcerting at sometimes even maybe very disconcerting at some point or other, because you didn't expect, well, this is not my truth, and you were attached to it. It was a source of energy for you. But nevertheless, as you go, when you look back, you go, yeah, didn't need that, you know. And one of the principles of the creative orientation of magic, let's call it, is that you get your energy from a higher source, because we live in a way that we fix ourselves, we contained. We are the consistent way we are because we believe this is like how we're going to get our energy, and this is the way to get our energy, and this is the most energy we can get. So when we change, that source of energy gets taken away from us, and we go, oh, shit, that's my source of energy. That was, you know. But it gets replaced by higher and higher sources of energy, you know. So that's an important thing to know on the path, is that, yeah, you will lose your lower source of energies, which you'll confuse for your higher sources of energy. You know, there was this, you may know who Osho is. I'm sure many listeners here will know who Osho was, right? And so I was talking about this stuff once, and a friend of mine was there, and he was listening, and he had been with Osho in Pune and those places, and one day Osho, when he was doing satsang, he was talking to his disciples there, his sannyasins, he got frustrated with them, you know, and he said, I don't think he said Jesus, but he said, you know, something like that, Jesus. He said, I'm trying to lead you to a palace, and you just keep stopping by the side of the road building mud hovels, you know, and that's what he was talking about, is you know, you got mud hovels that you think are your palaces, and you don't want to leave them. You don't want to follow me to the palace, right? And that's what that was talking about, the lowest source of energy. And he's saying, I'm trying to take you to the highest source of energy, man.
I hope you're thoroughly enjoying this moment from a full-length podcast we've got here on The Inspired Evolution. If you are intrigued and so-called, check out the full episode to where you're listening to this podcast now.
Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.